Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Shire's here. John is a senior security expert at Sophos, and he's one of our top cybersecurity experts in the Brain Trust, and he's been hanging out with us now for a couple of years, and he's joining us from Canada, and he's got some important things that you and I need to know about as we do business in a coronavirus environment, in a coronavirus reality, as we continue to put different, new, and increased pressure on our technology, especially connectivity, John, is adding. We're bumping into new challenges in terms of execution, but also in terms of cybersecurity, aren't we? Welcome back.
Yes, thank you, Jim. Absolutely. So this is something that, you know, nobody obviously foresaw, and having everybody just work from home, almost seemingly, you know, turning on a dime, has stressed some of that infrastructure, has left some people scrambling with trying to figure out how are we going to do this. First of all, how are we going to do it? And then second of all, how are we going to do it securely? And so, you know, it's worth taking a pause and just looking at that landscape right now and trying to understand what kind of things, you know, we need to do in order to stay secure. And you know, that's not just for work, but obviously it's going to carry on to your everyday life as well.
Well, that's exactly right. And what we have to realize, something you've taught us and others as well, John, over the years, is that the cyber bad guys are getting more sophisticated. They're doing more targeting, less broadcasting. They're coming down market with their targeting. I think one of the terms is spear phishing. They're not casting a net with phishing like we see a lot, we've been seeing for years, but they're doing spear phishing, meaning they're going after you or me, folks. They're after either each one of us, and maybe John, only because, you know, we could all say incorrectly, why would they want me? I'm nothing. There's nothing valuable here, but you know, we have valuable connections, right? We're a down market part of the supply chain to a big fish upscale, so to speak, upstream, I should say, so to speak, or maybe I should say downstream, and they get to those big fish through us, and that's been a problem we've seen before coronavirus, but now we've got new things that we're doing. We're working from home. Zoom has become a really important technology. And I read an article this weekend, John, that the president, the CEO of Zoom, admitted he dropped the ball on security. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we, you know, we're all very much looking at Zoom right now as intently, because, you know, this seems to be the platform that is enabling people to work from home, is enabling people to connect to others, when we're self-isolating.
It's handy as a pocket on a shirt.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the phrase that I've been using recently is the cyber criminals aren't self-isolating, so neither should we in terms of our digital lives, right?
Well, as a famous politician once said, they're not letting a crisis go to waste, are they?
Exactly. And so we're seeing, and, you know, we'll talk about Zoom in a second. What we're actually seeing is there's been an uptick in, when you're talking about scams and phishing, there's been a definite and noticeable uptick in the amount of coronavirus and COVID-related themes around phishing and scams. You know, we're seeing domains that are being registered with the, you know, either the coronavirus or the COVID somewhere in their name, up to like 3,000 a day at some point, just to try to, you know, register these domains and seem somewhat plausible. So this is really when you've got this kind of environment where there's a lot of anxiety and there's this unprecedented situation, you know, people, they're going to be a little bit more stressed out. They're not going to be as maybe paying as much attention as usual. And that's why some of these scams work. But let's go back to Zoom for a second. So, you know, this is a platform that was designed for enterprise people and enterprise IT departments, and now it's being opened up to the world. And so, you know, we're finding where the little cracks are. And I want to laud the Zoom team. I mean, they have been transparent and they've been responding fairly quickly to all of the issues. And, you know, they've been patching quickly. But this platform was never really intended for the entire world to use. But there are ways of using securely, and that's what the CEO wrote in his blog recently on the Zoom site.
I want to get into the Zoom more in the next segment. I'm glad, of course, I brought it up, and I'm glad you did too. But before we go there, let's wrap up this hour by being a little more specific about some of the coronavirus-themed scams and malware that you're seeing. Walk us through an example of what somebody would see.
So I'll give you a couple examples, actually. There's a couple things. The first one I'll talk about is the delivery scams, right? We've seen these before in the past, your DHL, FedEx, UPS scams that just basically – generally, they want to steal your credit card and your personal information. These are continuing right now because guess what? A lot of people are ordering things online right now because they can't go to the store.
It's a high percentage It's a high percentage play to shoot out an announcement to the world, almost to millions of people, that your package is on the way. Click here to track it. You know, even though they don't know whether you ordered a track a package or not, it's a pretty high percentage play to do that. I probably did.
Exactly. So that's exactly it. So a lot of people are expecting packages this time. And so, again, you know, with all these scams and phishes, you really need to slow down and not be fooled by these because they are trying to get you. The more disgusting ones
One thing right here, John? Folks, nobody's more curious about where my package is when I've ordered something than me. But
that's right.
But it'll get there when it gets there. Don't track it. Don't worry about it. From now till the rest of the year, maybe, let it get here when it gets here. Don't even track it. What do you think, John?
Well, you can track it, but instead of clicking on the link that comes in an email, why don't you just go to the FedEx website or the UPS website yourself, right? It's pretty easy. FedEx.com and put in your own tracking number. You will have received an email at some point with the tracking number. And that way you can't go to the wrong site.
That's right.
More disturbing ones are the ones that are coming from cyber criminals that are trying to scam you out of money, let's say donating to charities or to the Red Cross or to the World Health Organization, and those are being abused. Those brands are being abused as well, just in the aim of getting money and personal information out of you. So at this time, again, if you want to help, if you want to donate to some of these places,
go to the website.
Type it into the browser yourself.
Hey, John, I got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with John Shire. He's with Sophos. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.